5:55. It is approximately 2 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. I am Dan Pascal, Chief Deputy Commissioner of Insurance. This hearing concerns proposed rules addressing the implementation of Senate Bill 1409 and Senate Bill 2544 concerning out-of-network provider disclosures and the claim dispute resolution process. And Senate Bill 916 concerning data submission and payment requirements for emergency medical services. Notice of today's hearing was posted on TDI's website and published in the Texas Register on October 3rd, 2025. Any member of the public wishing to offer comments should fill out a witness card and submit it to Margo at the table in the back. I'll call you and then ask you to identify yourself for the record. I'll now call on Rachel Bowden, Director of Regulatory Initiatives in the Life and Health Division, to explain.
Good afternoon, Chief Deputy Commissioner Castle. My name is Rachel Bowden, and I'm the Director of Regulatory Initiatives in the Life and Health Division of the Texas Department of Insurance. Staff is before you today with proposed amendments to Chapter 21, so Chapters 00 and PP. The amended sections implement Senate Bills 1409, 2544, and 916, enacted in 2025 by the 18th Legislature. Senate Bill 1409 creates new insurance code, Chapter 1683, which authorizes institutions of higher education to sponsor self-funded student health plans. These plans are exempt from regulation as insurance, but are required to provide balanced billing protections under insurance code Chapter 1275 and registered with PDI to participate in the Texas Independent Dispute Resolution, or IDR, system. To implement work SD 1409, the rule proposes to amend definition and scope provisions in sections 21.4902, 5002, and 5003 to include student health plans offered under insurance code chapter 1683 and make clear that these plans are subject to the Texas IDR rules. In addition, the rule proposes to amend 21.5040 to require the explanation of benefits to identify the plan type as higher ed plan. This follows the approach for other plan types under insurance code Chapter 1275 will type assist in identifying and processing eligible IDR requests. Senate Bill 2544 creates a deadline to request mediation under insurance code chapter 1467, subchapter B, to implement SB 2544. The rule proposes to amend 21.5010 to clarify that an out-of-network provider or health benefit plan issuer or administrator must request mediation not later than 180 days after receiving the initial payment. Senate Bill 916 extends balance billing protections for ground ambulance services that were initially created by Senate Bill 2476 in 2003 and which were set to expire on September 1, 2025. Those protections are now in place through September 1, 2027. To implement the bill effective September 1, 2025, TDI issued bulletin number 0011-25 and announced a new reporting opportunity between August 1 and September 1, 2025 to allow political subdivisions to submit adjusted rates. Data submitted is published on the Texas Open Data Portal on September 18th. To implement Senate Bill 916, the rule proposes to amend 21.5070 to specify the deadlines for political subdivisions to submit rates each year. For calendar year 2026, the proposed deadline is 30 days after the rule becomes effective, and for subsequent calendar years, the deadline is December 1st. Annual rate adjustments are capped with a lesser of 10% of the provider's previous calendar year rates or the Medicare ambulance inflation factor. For 2025, the cap is 2.4%, and for 2026, CMS's proposed rate of 2%. The rule also proposes to amend Section 21.5071 to clarify that the unit standard is the lesser of the bill charge or the rate published by PDI for the calendar year during which the service was provided. If a new or adjusted rate is not submitted and published for the applicable calendar year, payment will be based on the most recently submitted rate. This proposed rule was published in the Texas Register on October 3rd, 2025. PDI is providing a period of 30 days to receive comments on the proposed amendments. Chief Deputy Commissioner Pascal, the written comment period will expire at 5 p.m. on November 3rd, 2025. PDI will take the comments received, as well as the testimony today, into consideration as the adoption order for this rule is prepared. Contingent on any comments we receive, staff respectfully requests that the Commissioner adopt amendments to 28 Cap, Sections 21.4902. 5002, 5003, 5010, 5040, 5070, and 5071. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for your consideration of this proposal, and I will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
At this time, thank you. Now I'll call for public comments. Tina Wells on behalf of Texas EMS Alliance.
Good afternoon. I'm Tina Wells here today representing the Texas EMS Alliance. Chief Deputy Commissioner Pascal, Texas Department of Insurance staff, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. And even more so, thank you for the diligence that you've shown over the past 2 years in protecting Texas patients from the impoverished ambulance balance billing disputes. The rules you proposed in regard to Senate Bill 916 are clear and fair. SB 916 and its predecessor, Senate Bill 2476, and TDI's rulemaking and implementation processes have protected patients from unexpected costs without compromising our state's fragile EMS safety net or leading to higher insurance premiums. It's the state government version of a hat trick, and it's a model that's been duplicated by other states wanting to solve this wicked problem in an elegant and sustainable manner. SB 916 receives support from both ambulance providers and the health plans. I'd like to thank the Texas Association of Health Plans for their continued partnership to save our Texas patients. TEMSA urges adoption of the proposed rules and appreciates the opportunity to collaborate. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hall. Would anyone else like to comment? Let the record reflect that all those desiring to comment have now done so. TDI will accept all written comments received before Monday, November 3rd at 5 p.m. Central Time. TDI will consider all validly submitted written comments and the testimony given today before preparing an adoption order for this rulemaking. Thank you all for participating in this hearing. This hearing, docket number 2855, is adjourned.